'Twas the night before Crusademus, when all through the LBC home arrangement, not a creature was stirring, not even Clinton in the basement. The LBC crew stockings were hung by the festively decorated fireplace with care, in hopes that St. Crustados soon will be there. The LBC crew were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of bits and bits danced in their heads. And MJ in her kerchief, and Sean in his terry cloth onesie and cap, had just finished their drinks and got ready for a long winter's nap. When out on the snow-covered LBC lawn, there arose such a clatter. Sean sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away from the window, Sean flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon shined on the new-fallen snow, gave a luster of midnight to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a tall, middle-aged driver, so lanky and with a bag full of tostados, I knew in a moment he must be St. Crustados. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Jared, now Jason, now Delvin and Clinton, on Rick, on Kathy, on Joe, on Alan, on Maggie, and on Jonathan. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up on the housetop, the corsairs they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Crustados too. And then in a twinkle, Sean heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As Sean drew in his head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Crustados came with a bound. St. Crustados was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with pipe ashes and soot. A bundle of bits and some sky strikers too he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples so merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, but no heroin. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, oh that smoke, it circled around his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And Sean laughed when Sean saw him, in spite of himself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon let Sean know he had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings with comics and bits too, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to the sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a rocket missile. But Sean heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Crusademus to all, and to all a good night."